sales and profit growth every year for the next decade. The result was a $2.5 billion brand with extremely high margins and a consumer base squarely in the heart of the most attractive part of the market. Number 6. Strategy is the answer to these five interrelated questions. What is your winning aspiration? Where will you play? How will you win? What capabilities must be in place? Number 7. In a small organization, there may be a single choice cascade that defines the set of choices for the entire organization. But in larger companies, there are multiple levels of choices and interconnected cascades. Number 8. The choices made at the top of an organization cascade down to the rest of the organization. For example, the company that designs, manufactures, and sells yoga apparel may aspire to create fierce brand advocates, make a difference in the world, and make money doing it. Number 9. The choice cascade is a framework that helps you make the best choices under constraints and uncertainty. It consists of 6 boxes: the choices made by those above you in the organization, the demands of your customers, and the strategies of your competitors. Number 10. The first question is, what is our winning aspiration? A company must seek to win in a particular place and in a particular way. To be most helpful, the abstract concept of winning should be translated into defined aspirations. Number 11. Where to play is the set of choices that narrow the competitive field. The questions to be asked focus on where the company will compete, in which markets, with which customers and consumers, in which channels, and at which vertical stage or stages of the industry. Number 12. We wanted to play where PG's core strengths would enable it to win. We asked which brands were core brands and which geographies were core. We asked where consumers expected PG brands and products to be sold, that is, mass merchandisers and discounters, drugstores and grocery stores. Number 13. The where to play and how to win choices should flow from and reinforce one another. They are the recipe for success in the chosen segments, categories, channels, and so on. Number 14. In great strategies, the where to play and how to win choices fit together to make the company stronger. To determine how to win, an organization must decide what will enable it to create unique value and sustainably deliver that value to customers in a way that is distinct from its competitors. Number 15. The key to making the right choices for your business is that they must be doable and decisive for you. If you are a small entrepreneurial firm facing larger competitors, making a how-to-win choice on the basis of scale would not make much sense. Number 16. The first question that flows from the heart of strategy is, what capabilities must be in place to win? Capabilities are the map of activities and competencies that critically underpin specific where to play and how to win choices. Number 17. The 5 core capabilities that PG has developed support and reinforce each other. Taken together, they set PG apart from its competitors. In isolation, each capability is strong, but insufficient to generate true competitive advantage over the long term. Number 18. The final strategic choice is management systems. These are the systems that foster, support, and measure the strategy. They must be purposefully designed to support the choices and capabilities. Number 19. The choice cascade is a process in which all 5 choices influence one another and must be taken into account together. It is not easy to make your way through the full cascade, but it is doable. Number 20. Strategy is about winning choices. It is a coordinated and integrated set of 5 specific choices. As you define your strategy, choose what you will do and what you will not do. Number 21. The 5 choices that make up the strategic choice cascade are: what is your winning aspiration? Where should you play? How can you win there? What capabilities?